I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN. Good morning to you, Jake. How are you?
Good morning.
I want to talk about the Commander-in-Chief form. I know it wasn't on your network, but I mean, everybody's talking about some of the first time we've seen these two together sort of in proximity, even though they were on the stage together, talking about military issues and national defense issues and national security issues. The way I'm sort of reading it, I've seen some people who think that that Trump won. I've seen a lot of assessments that that it was pretty much a draw. How did you get the chance to see any of it, and what was your thought about it?
I tend not to really look at forums in terms of who won or who lost. I thought it was a very interesting moment. I thought there was a lot of news created in terms of what Mr. Trump thinks should be done in the Middle East in terms of occupying Iraq, in terms of taking their oil. And I thought the comments he made about suggesting basically that President Obama is worse than Vladimir Putin and a worse leader than Vladimir Putin, I thought that was certainly very newsworthy as well. Hillary Clinton, a lot of questions for her about the email server, and obviously she's getting a lot of people are saying that she was very defensive about that. I thought it was an interesting forum. I'm just kind of digesting all the news. What did you think?
Well, my sense of it is that there were good and bad moments for both candidates, but I think the expectations for Trump were not as high as
much
they were
lower
for Clinton. And so when he did a fairly good job, I think he came off overall as being sort of, you know, doing quite well in that environment. And Byron York, for example, of Washington Examiner wrote this morning, he thought that this bodes very well for the coming debates. I think I tend to agree with that assessment.
I think that's a legitimate idea and a legitimate interpretation. I kind of don't buy into the idea that if a candidate, you know, goes on stage and doesn't soil him or herself, that's
good.
That's why we've gotten to in this campaign.
That's right.
All right. Cheryl Lynn?
So, Jake, your network just came out with this this latest national poll showing significant, just tightening,
right?
They're locked in a virtual tie. I'd love to get your take on this.
Well, I mean, I never put too much stock in any one poll. I think most pollsters say, like, look at an average of four or five polls if you really want to know where the race is. But that said, I think it's hard to escape the conclusion, even if you don't buy the top line numbers of the new CNN ORC poll. It's hard to escape the conclusion that the race isn't tightening quite a bit, and that Donald Trump has made significant gains with married women. With independent voters, in our poll, he's up by 20. Hillary Clinton cannot lose that voting block by 20 points.
Can I stop you there? Independent voters up by 20. That's a really significant number.
Exactly.
Do you have sense at all why that might be?
No, I mean, I don't. I mean, I would say that just like, I mean, analyzing what's happened in the last month, he has been, quote-unquote, disciplined. He has been sticking to teleprompters, despite his past denunciation of people who use teleprompters. He's been pretty closely and faithfully adhering to what's on the teleprompter. He has not given a lot of interviews outside his comfy Fox News milieu. So there have not been moments where he's been challenged, and there have not been moments where he has said things that have tripped him up. Conversely, in terms of the news, there's been a lot of news about the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton servers. There's been some probes and questions about the overlap between the Clinton Foundation and the Hillary Clinton State Department. So, I mean, you know, generally speaking, I'd say he was out there and disciplined in August, and she was fundraising and not out there and facing bad headlines. And, you know, the Clinton people will tell you that they always thought the race was going to tighten. They never thought it was going to be a cakewalk. So I don't know, but it's certainly tightening. And for anybody out there who thinks that there's no chance Donald Trump has to win the race, I mean, I just disagree, and the polls would suggest that as well.
And Jake, what do you make of this situation with Hillary and women voters? She's certainly not doing as well as I think some may have predicted she was going to do.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's amazing. She leads so significantly. She's still ahead with women voters.
Right.
She leads very significantly with unmarried women voters. And then she is losing, in our latest poll, she is losing married women voters to
right.
Donald Trump. And, you know, she needs to, obviously, that's a group she needs to shore up. You know, there's a lot of talk about, like, the secret Donald Trump vote. You know, people who are pro-Donald Trump but don't really talk about it, don't really admit it. Maybe they don't tell pollsters about it. And a lot of Trump supporters think that there is this secret undervote that, you know, really maybe his polls are about 2 points up than that, kind of like
people who don't want to admit that they might vote for him, right?
Yeah, they feel like pollsters might look down their noses on them, or they just don't admit it, or whatever. I wonder also if there's like a secret Hillary Clinton vote, that if there are a bunch of women voters out there who don't tell pollsters that they're going to vote for her, but maybe in the privacy of the voting booth, they will change their mind. I don't know. I mean, this is such a confounding election and so difficult to predict. I mean, if you look at the state-by-state polls right now, Hillary Clinton is still favored. I mean, she's still ahead in the battlegrounds where she needs to be ahead. Although I think Iowa and Ohio are big question marks for her right now. But that said, you know, Donald Trump has certainly had a good few weeks.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Jake Tapper from CNN. State of the Union, you got Elizabeth Warren on State of the Union this week.
We'll have Elizabeth Warren on, and we'll also have Bob Corker on today to weigh in on the Commander-in-Chief Forum on that unnamed network last night.
Network that shall go unnamed. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jake.
Bye, Jake.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.